Praise the Lord. I have a very, very quick one tonight. A really, really, really quick one for you. But it's an important one. It's, and I'm really only going to be literally just a few minutes. I'm not doing a walk and talk tonight because it is raining. It is raining. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. It's in this. It's in the 27th Psalm, and I just wanted to encourage you very, very quickly. Praise the Lord. Let me put my reading glasses on because my old age, I can't actually read very well without it. Even though I've got a big letter Bible, I mean, got a proper King James big letter Bible. Look at that. Look at those. Look at those letters. Eh? And I still can't see with my normal reading glasses. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? I'm just gonna try and just, yes, so here we are in there. So it's just, it's 27:14. Hallelujah, there we are. It's raining in Florida. Of course it rains in Florida. Some people don't think it never rains in Florida. Well, it's raining in Florida. It's soaking wet out there, so we're not going to go out there. But we are going to have a quick word from the Lord. Hallelujah. Because we're trying to try and do this every day. And thank you, Stephanie, for watching. And Atu for watching. Thank you. And God bless you and welcome. Wait on the Lord. Psalm 27:14. Wait on the Lord. Sometimes you got to wait. Sometimes it looks like nothing is happening. This is the message. Sometimes it looks like nothing is happening. Sometimes it looks like somebody has pressed the pause button. And I really, really hope that I'm talking to somebody that is experiencing as if somebody has pushed the pause button. But wait on the Lord. As in wait, as you do in a waiting room, wait on the Lord in prayer. Keep reading your Bible. Keep praying. Keep believing. Keep worshiping. Keep praying. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. And he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait. Again, we did this the other day. The repetitiveness of important lessons are said twice. So again, wait, I say, on the Lord. That's King David, who wrote the Psalms, a Psalm of David. That's King David. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. And he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And as hard as that can sometimes be, just wait. And I'm one of those people that don't like to wait. But I had to wait. And I had it deep down in my spirit, wait. But at the same time, I was just unsettled. And it felt like this pause button was on. And bless you too, Stephanie. And this pause button was on. So sometimes you have to listen to the deep down voice of the Holy Spirit. And then if you wait, and it's difficult, it's kind of like one of these things. This wait on the Lord, it's in several other passages in the Bible. I mean, if you have one of those smartphones, you probably do, then you can just in your Bible app put wait on the Lord. You'll be surprised how often it's mentioned in Scripture. Twice, I believe, in the Psalms, and then it's mentioned in other places. But that waiting, sometimes you have to wait. So what do you do in the wait? Don't give up. Never give up. Never give up. Never give up. Because it's your faith is being challenged. That I can tell you. Your faith is being challenged. And you might feel your faith is low, but wait, and then he will strengthen your heart. And in that strengthening your heart, he'll strengthen your faith. And then he's like, oop, all of a sudden, hey, whoa, we're back live. We're back, the play button has been hit again. So that's very short message I wanted to encourage you with. And I pray that the Lord strengthen you to wait and to have the patience to wait. And remember that patience is a fruit. You know, patience is it needs to be practiced, and patience, and that's a whole different sermon. I mean, you could do a whole you could write a book on patience. But patience is a fruit from the Holy Spirit. So allow the Holy Spirit to give you the patience to wait on the Lord. Hey, Fong, I look forward to see you soon. You made an appointment, so it's really good for you to come on here. God bless you. You might have to rewind the word, but this is about waiting on the Lord. Luke, listen, I love y'all so much. I'll do this forever, okay? And sometimes I'll sit down like this. Maybe that's even better than just walking around all the time, especially when it rains. But waiting on the Lord is, it's not always fun and easy, but it's something that sometimes we have to go through. And it feels like that pause button is pushed, and then all of a sudden, boom. So just draw on the fruit, the nine fruits, one of the, you know, draw on the fruit of patience from the Holy Spirit to get through that. And just relax, because sometimes you just need to rest. Sometimes you just need to rest. And sometimes you just need to take a break. And also God rested. So I'm hoping, I'm encouraging you, my lovely friends here. And you know, keep, continue to like it and share it. Maybe this is the time to for me to do this. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'll happily do this whenever I need to do this, but continue to like it, because that makes it more visible. That pushes this video into other people's feeds on the Facebook. It's just how it works. If there's not enough likes and if there's not enough shares, then Facebook kind of like forgets about it and doesn't care about it. But if there's lots of action going on, hey, that's when the Facebook machine comes into action. And we need that Facebook machine to be on our side. So I'm going to be more often, but shorter. And listen, be encouraged. Sometimes just rest. Sometimes just wait on the Lord, and it will come to pass. It will come to pass. When, you know, Daniel asked for something once of the Lord in the book of Daniel, and he had to be patient for 3 whole weeks, because the enemy, a principality of Persia, and isn't that still a principality, wanted, delayed the holy warring angel of the Lord for 3 whole weeks. But God always comes through. God always, the Father, the Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit, always comes through. So, Stephanie, Fong, Mo, Anne, thank you for coming on. Oh my goodness, it looks like this is going to have to be the hour. I don't know where y'all from, but it's 8 o'clock in Eastern time, Florida, or not the whole, of course, the whole East Florida. Maybe this is when I should do these exhortations. Well, it's going to be very difficult when I'm in London, because in London, and that's on my watch, I've got my home family time here. Makes me feel connected. You know, it's 10 past one in the morning. So I couldn't do this every in the morning at 10 past. So let's find a mutual convenient time. But hey, you can watch them back anytime. I'll keep doing them. And I'll continue to pray for you. And thank you for watching. God bless you. And I'll see you tomorrow. Bye, y'all.